Ideal Email. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Ideal email. What a wonderful idea email is. We can say in just a few words what we want to say and then send it and not give it another thought. We can just say, hi, guy, hi, wonderful, beloved, how are you doing? Nice to hear from you. Nice to know that everything is going well in your world. It's going good in my world, too. I'm having a lot of wonderful experiences and having a lot of wonderful ideas, and I feel just so relaxed. The pressure of writing long, tedious letters, the pressure of long, tedious telephone conversations where you talk on and on about nothing is totally taken care of with email. You open up your email and you see, oh, hi, Herb. I was at Disneyland today and I had a wonderful time. Just wanted to let you know. Love you. Bye. John. And then it's done. And I know that John went to Disneyland, and I know that John had a good time, and I know that John was thinking of me, and that's all that was necessary. And then I say to my sister Marie down in Wilmington, Delaware, hi, Marie, how you doing? It's wonderful to know that life is great, isn't it? And that everything we do is just so exciting. Do you know what I did the other day? I went into town, and I had a wonderful hamburger. Really, I went to a steakhouse and had a hamburger for the first time. And it was a real quality hamburger, not the kind that I make at home, not the kind that I get at McDonald's or someplace like that, but a real quality meat hamburger done just wonderful. And, oh, it was so delicious, you know. I had never taken myself into this fancy restaurant for a hamburger. Usually it's a steak or something of that nature, but for a hamburger, and you know, I'm glad I did. Just thought I'd let you know. Have a wonderful day thinking of you. I love you. Love, Herb. And in those few words, no more than 25 or so, I can say all that I want to say, and I don't have to try to think up things to say, and I don't have to try to answer other people's questions unless they ask them, and then I'm free to go about my activities. I'm free to go about the wonderful, magnificent things that I do every day. And I sometimes wonder where my energy used to go. And I would get three or four letters done, and I would be very intensive and very inclusive and tell everything that was going on and tell everything that needed to be told. And because I had all this white paper lying out in front of me, I filled it with wonderful thoughts and words and deeds. As though I were writing a book, you know. And the people who receive it, they get down to the last paragraph and it says, sure, nice talking to you. I'm always thinking about you and I love you and so forth. And see you later. Bye, Herb. They want to get down there. I have friends who are in prison. And these are students of the University of Healing. And they're wonderful people. And they feel that they have to write 4, 5, 6, 7 pages of handwritten copy telling me all about their adventures during the day and the things that they're doing. Well, that's great. That's great. But my busy world doesn't allow me to have time to read all about this nothingness. Now, if they were to say, today, I sat down in meditation and I had a wonderful illumination. I'm so glad that I'm learning meditation and how wonderful it is. End. And then the next day, or 2 days later, they say, you know, Herb, you told me I should write 1 or 2 paragraphs to each member of my family once a week at least, and let them know how much I think of them and let them know how much I love them. Well, you know, Herb, it is quite a change from writing 3, 4, or 5 pages down to just 3 or 4 paragraphs. But, you know, I've done it. And my paragraphs are each 25, 40 words long, no longer than that. And I can say everything I want to say, and I say it concisely, thoughtfully and lovingly. Email is wonderful. It teaches us to do that. It teaches us to say, hi, thinking of you, love you. Hi, guess what? Mom dropped over to the house to visit today, and we had such a wonderful talk. We were just reminiscing on about you and our childhood. You know, it's wonderful to have Mom stop by like that. So, just thought I'd share it with you. Love you. Bye. And email can do such wonderful things. It can do such one. It can sort of keep all those fences mended. It can keep all those relationships balanced by just a few words saying, hi, thought I'd say hi to you. And just, I was thinking of you today and thinking good thoughts. And I was thinking, wow, we have a super relationship. You're a great person, and I love you. And then just hang up, just end your email. And there's no one there to say, you got to write more, you got to write less. You can take your iPhone and write your email on your iPhone. I oftentimes go through my morning emails on my iPhone, and I'm finished with breakfast, and I'm sitting there while everyone is just enjoying their coffee, and I take out my iPhone, and I see, oh, here's a note from Anita, and in 5 or 10 words, I send it off to her. Oh, here's a little letter from Heinz telling me how wonderful he feels and how great it is, and he knows he's moving on to his next dimension in just a short time, and he wants to make sure that he's said hi to everybody. So he says hi, and in just a few words, but how wonderful that is. Here, we have the opportunity to communicate with the people we love and the people we care about and the people who are in our life. And Gertrude used to write me emails at least once a week. And she would say, this is what's going on in her life, with her kids and with her world. And it was just wonderful. I kept up on everything. And then all of a sudden, she got busy with all sorts of other things, raising her grandchildren and taking care of them. And she didn't get around to her emails. And I missed them. But so be it. I have all of my friends and all of my students, and I love every one of them. Every one of them is my beloved. Every one is someone I really care about. And when they send me a note, I instantly send them an email answer. Now, a lot of people are getting on Facebook and thinking that's so wonderful and it's a wonderful way to communicate. Well, in Facebook, everybody wants to be your friend, and I don't even know half of those people, and I don't really know why they would want to know me. If they want to know me because they know me from one reason or another, that's great, but they just say, I want to be your friend, and I say, okay, some people need that, but me, as the dean of the university here, I have hundreds and hundreds of students that I'm working with. I have hundreds and hundreds of people that I go out and give seminars to and give lectures to and speak to around the world. And I love it, I love it, I love it. And everywhere I go, people send me emails and they send me letters and they send me all sorts of ways of communication. And they say, gee, Herb, it was great. And I say, you bet it was. And it still is. And as long as you keep on thinking happy, positive thoughts about yourself, it is going to continue to be great on into perpetuity, on into infinity, on into foreverness. And just keep it up. Keep up that happy smile on your face. Keep up that happy thought in your world. And keep up that happy life that you're living. Because you're fantastic. You really are. You are really fantastic. And the only thing that's going to keep you from being more fantastic is if you allow yourself to get tied up in the old-fashioned long letter writing. And what happens to those letters? They get in a box, maybe with a string around them, or maybe they're just thrown away. But I know all of my letters that are personal, I answer them, and then I take the letter and throw it away. Because what am I going to do? I never go back and reread them. On business correspondence, that's another thing. But on personal letters, I know, and in my heart, that letter is there. That knowledge is there. So email is so ideal, because even that, I can go back and save some of it if I wish. I can go back and look months, years in the past if I choose, but I don't, because I have too much to do living in now. And the email is truly the now way of communication, the ideal way of communication, and my joy of communication. So, my dear friends, my beloveds, Have a happy email day, and send your emails short, quick, happy, telling the ideal of your life, telling the essence of your world, and then say, it is done now. I love you. I love you. I love you.